Ksuvah chapter 1, Mishnah 7, he omeres, she says, mukas eitz ani. So this is the same as the last case, but that on the wedding night he finds that she's not a virgin. And she, in this case, Avia claims, correct, I'm not a virgin, but it's not because I had relations with someone, it's because I've actually had a physical injury. I had an accident and I was injured. I had an injury and that caused the signs of virginity to be destroyed and go away. For who omer, and he says, Loki ele drusa seshat. No, it's not that. You had relations before we were betrothed. And that's what happened over there. So again, a dispute over here as to whether he has to pay her the kesubah payment or not. Exactly the same as the last Mishnah. And Rabban Gamliel v'Rebileza Omrim Ne'emenes. They again hold that we believe her. And that he would have to pay the kesuvah payment, and that's for the same reasons that we set out in the last Mishnah. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer again, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mepia nechayin, ela harezu becheskas drusas ish, ad shetevia ra ledevereya. Says Rabbi Yeshua, he disagrees. Again, we don't believe her. Rather, she's presumed to have had relations with a man until she can bring proof for her words. And again, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and so we would believe her, and we would make him pay her kesuvah payment on the divorce which is going to happen over here.